You know you're getting older when your childhood toys are now collectibles and antiques.
Hello and welcome to the Mark and Pete Show. This week we ask the question, are you sitting on a valuable porcelain bowl? Oh, yes indeed. Well, a certain person has actually now just sold a Chinese porcelain bowl for over £220,000. Yes, and this was an item that had been festering on the shelves for years, just simply collecting dust. A little bit like Mark and Pete. Yes, it seems that the blue and white bowl has now been taken to an auctioneer in Bath, England, and has actually now been sold to a valuable owner. Now, I'm just going to hold that thought because Clergyman Pete has been winking at me, saying, don't tell anybody anything. Yes. The experts haven't revealed who it is that's been purchased. Yes, and Clergyman Pete is looking a little bit sheepish.
But before I did visit China a few years ago.
The experts have actually identified that this bowl, which I must admit is a very simple bowl, is actually ironically a rare item that dated from the reign of Chinese Emperor Yongzheng. This is 1722 to 1735. Now, Clergyman Pete, this is an incredible discovery, and what was really purchased for a fraction of the price. Could you just sort of shed a little bit more light on this matter?
Well, the bowl had been given an estimate, so that they did know it was valuable. It was given an estimate for sale of between £20,000 and £30,000. So it was known to be valuable, but the fact is that it's oversold its estimate by 10 times. So this isn't a case where we didn't think it was worth anything, and suddenly it's worth a huge amount. It was worth, a reasonable amount. You would have taken care of it, but suddenly it was a huge amount because of a Chinese collector wanted it. Yes. And so the true owner didn't have any idea of the bowl's true value, but I guess knew that it was valuable. And the quote from the auctioneer, Mr. Streetsay, he says, "She knew it was a lovely thing, but no more than that." She, not me, in fact. Mm. And she knew it was a lovely thing. Well, I mean, that's interesting in itself because I'm just looking at the images of it. It doesn't look lovely to me. I can see it's got that classic light blue look with the white pan on it, which is one look that China. I mean, they later developed, a brighter blue color, which is the famous China stuff that we know today, but that was into the 19th century, I believe. But certainly, this is a classic example of its time. And so you could say, well, it's of historical interest, but is it really worth that amount? And, some people say, I've heard said, I'm not quoting anyone particular here, say, well, you shouldn't really be spending that much money on art, however old it is. I mean, what are you doing? You'd be better spending the money on something, helping out the poor or something. Are you spending it on a flipping bowl, for goodness sake? You can get one from down the supermarket. It'll hold your cereal in just as well. What's going on there?
Well, it's certainly one that I won't be putting in the dishwasher. however, but the point being is, as you pointed out, that there are certain items that we will probably have in our attics today that will become valuable antiques. Now, that could be the plastic toy. It might even be that laptop that you're poking away at right now, Clergyman Pete. Yes. Who knows what is going to be the antique of the future?
Yes.
And what's interesting is that how do you actually identify whether you've got something valuable? Now, the point here is that, of course, to your actual point of this story, is that it was originally estimated only at £20,000 to £30,000. Now, the fact is that it sold for 10 times more than that. Now, it has been pointed out, and many people have said on a very well-known show, the BBC's Antique Roadshow, where members of the public come along with all their items full of anticipation that their artifacts are worth a lot of money. Now, the fact is that they could be worth something, but they could have an inherent value, meaning that they could have historical value, but not necessarily monetary value. And I think it's important to point this out, that many people get really excited when really the dollars start to mount. Because as you say, that the actual bold itself isn't very exciting to look at, and yet it has some intrinsic value. Clearly, it's obviously something significant to the Chinese emperor's period. And of course, it's also about its rarity. You know, there aren't many of these bowls around from that particular period. And so obviously that in itself makes it more significant. But I suppose the question then really is that is it still, even then, worth that amount of money? I mean, something that's approaching £250,000 can make a big difference to a hospital or a school.
Yeah, I agree.
Or, as you say, it could feed many mouths around the world.
Yes.
So somebody who has a lot of money, I guess, that you spent on this, I mean, that somebody spent on this money, on this bowl, could they perhaps have paid the money with the view that some of the funds could have gone to charity?
Yes.
Would that be?
I mean, and in this case, taken out of your pension fund, business fund.
Well, indeed,
I mean,
yes.
The thing is that I don't, although I put forward the case that you could question whether you should spend the money on something such as a bowl rather than giving to the poor. Now, I was thinking of the poor, you know, the bowl would hold a certain amount of food, but if you gave that money, yes, you'd have loads of food to give away. But if you take it to an extreme, you know, one way to look at whether an argument is true is take it to its logical extreme. If you say, well, look, you shouldn't be spending it on that, then are you saying that each person, let's take it to his extreme, has a moral responsibility to spend all their disposable income helping society and helping the poor in some way, or can they spend it on other things? And the problem with saying that they have to spend it, I think, is that money isn't what we think it is. Money isn't wealth. Money is just a method of exchange. So it's just, it isn't true that spending that money means that the money is not available for the poor.
No. I mean, some people will look at some items and say, well, look, it's an investment.
Yep.
What they're doing is they're putting money into a bowl or a painting or an artifact. And because it maybe has been produced by a well-known artist, past or present, and the fact is that they are prepared to see that as something that they can then give as a legacy. Now, that legacy could be to their family or it could be to the community. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't it be nice, perhaps, that maybe this is just perhaps a little bit of a fantasy idea, that for certain items that are worth, thousands, hundreds of thousands of pounds and above, that maybe the buyer could actually sort of agree that whilst they're paying, obviously, commission to the auctioneers, that maybe they set aside some funds for a charity cause. We believe that this particular owner is perhaps from a certain oriental background, and perhaps will take the artifact back to where it originated. So wouldn't it be nice if maybe some of those funds actually went back into the community? Now, we like on Mark and Pete the idea of putting money and our efforts into the local community, localism and long-termism.
Yes.
So is it actually possible, as a plea from Mark and Pete, that this is a request to all people who are investing in antiques and artworks of a certain value, that actually that's what they do. They give a bit of philanthropic effort and put some stuff back into the community. Do you think it's viable?
Well, I think it's worth pointing out. I think that what people have wrong is the idea, if you're very wealthy, of solving world hunger or that sort of thing. What you need to do is go local, and that's how you make a difference. You can make much more of a difference. And then what can happen if you put money in and transformed a community? Well, then that would be replicated and it would spread out, you know. So I think that, yes, we can certainly do that. But just looking at valuable antiques, you see, the thing is, the fact that people will spend the money on these antiques actually gives hope. It has an emotional effect. I might have something like that in the attic. Good effect.
There is one confession that I've got to make, and that is, Clergyman Pete, as you know, that you gave me a sum of money to buy a certain item. But it's not the whole story.
Oh.
I'll give you an example. So listeners, to sum up the show, one day I went out for a stroll and bought a priceless antique bowl. Adorned with exquisite marks and scroll, soon events just took their toll. Suddenly I sadly lost control and watched the damned thing start to roll. Now someone I am you cannot console, and my little bowl is not so whole. Sorry, Clergyman Pete.
That's a smashing poem, I tell you.
Well, listeners, what do you think? Do you think that the bowl was worth that? Well, it certainly isn't anymore.
Come for the bowl, stay for the crack. That's what we say,
Why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts? We've got an idea that perhaps can solve world poverty, or maybe it's just a whimsical idea. Well, join us next time for more cracking, colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.